Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. Right, so before I get deep into today's episode, I just want to start by putting it out there that, you know, let us normalize telling people the truth, how you're feeling at that particular moment about a situation, about a happening, about a habit. Tell people the truth. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who they are. Just tell them the truth respectfully. And it's going to do you a great deal of, you know, some peace. You know what I'm saying? Because I reckon it's become quite the norm, you know, massaging people's egos and just letting people get away with some bullshit. It's become quite the norm nowadays. And I feel like if you call something out right there and then, I mean, you might bruise someone's ego initially, but eventually they're going to respect you even more for, you know what I'm saying, just being very straightforward and calling things out for what they truly are. Now, remember, when you're calling out things, you know, that you observe and you're calling them out right there, you know, it doesn't come from a place of disrespect. You know, it just comes from a place of brute, absolute honesty. And I feel like, you know, that's the norm. There's this youngin' that, you know, walks up to me a lot. And the truth is, you know, he draws a lot of motivation from me because every time I speak to him, I make it very clear to him that, you know, he's been making progress and he's doing very well. And if he continues in the same line, you know, in the same breath, he's going to achieve some great things, greater than he would even fathom. But here's the thing about him as well. He goes on and on about himself for minutes and minutes on end. And the truth is, you know, we don't have the luxury of, you know, just sitting down and listening to someone else talk about themselves for minutes and minutes on end. We don't always have that luxury. So there's this one time I'm not feeling it at all. I don't want to have a conversation, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's very important to have some emotional intelligence. That's why it's very important to also be well in tune with body language. I'm literally absolutely worn out from my workout. Listen, the last thing I want to do is sit down and listen to someone else talk about themselves. So as soon as he walks up to me, I'm like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? I know what he's about to do. And my hunch is actually quite right, because he starts with, you know, the basic, you know, greetings. And, you know, the small talk about how you feeling, how you doing, how's your workout, you know what I'm saying? And then eventually, he graduates into his default settings. And so he's out there talking about himself for minutes. And I'm like, I just told him the truth. Hey, listen, man, I'm just going to cut you off right now. Hey, listen, I'm not really in the mood for a lot of banter right now. Yeah, I don't feel like, you know, getting deep into chit-chat right now. I'm really, really tired, bro. Listen, let's do this. Let's talk about it later. You see how that was? That was very up to the point. For some reason, would have felt a little bit harsh because I cut him off. But it was the reality. So, you know, don't just sit there and take some bullshit just because you're trying to massage people's egos. Just say no. Speak your mind. Be respectful about it, and you will never have to apologize for that. All right, now without further much to do, today I want to talk about cultivating a new mindset and, you know, getting rid of all those old patterns and, you know, just working on becoming the best version of yourself. Now, you know, it's very easy in this, as a matter of fact, in this day and age, it's very easy to feel overwhelmed or stuck in our old ways of thinking. But what if we dared to shift our perspectives? You know what I'm saying? What if we decided to see obstacles as opportunities for growth rather than barriers to our success? You know, cultivating a new mentality is not just about changing our thoughts. It's about transforming our lives. It's about recognizing that we hold the power to shape our reality through our beliefs, through our actions. And everyone has the potential to rise above, you know, circumstances, to break free from self-imposed limitations. And the reason why I say self-imposed limitations is because most of the times these limitations, we put them in our minds. You know, they originate from our own fears, and just, you know, unleash that greatness that lies within. Now, the big question is, how do I cultivate a new mentality? How do I get rid of those old thinking patterns? How do I work actively towards becoming the best version of myself? Now, this is that part where you need a very good notebook. This is that part where you need a very nice pen, because you want to sit down and not type it out. You want to sit down and write down. You want to assess. You want to understand your current mindset. You want to have a very deep moment of self-reflection. You want to take time to assess your beliefs. You want to assess your habits. You want to assess your thought patterns. And you want to write them down. What are your fears? What are the things that are holding you back? Are you full of fear? Do you fear failing? Because most of the times, you know, people are actually petrified of failing. And that's definitely something that's holding you back. You want to write it down. Are you the type of person that speaks negatively about yourself? You know what I'm saying? All that talk about you ain't good enough. All that talk about no matter how hard you try, you just won't do it. That's the type of negative self-talk that, you know, gets very deep into your subconscious and creates your new reality of absolute failure and negativity. You want to write it down as well. And it is very important to actually recognize feelings and emotions that are associated with these beliefs and how they've been impacting your life. And, you know, it could be all kinds of beliefs, whether it's positive or negative beliefs, recognize them. Sit down, write down some pointers on what you've been able to achieve in life and how these things have been impacting your life, both positively and negatively. When that is said and done, you want to sit down and set clear goals. You want to set goals that are very specific. Goals that are measurable, you know what I'm saying? Goals that are achievable, goals that are relevant. But most importantly, you want these goals to be time-bound. You know, you want to sit down, talk about short-term goals, long-term goals. You want to write it down. Define what you want to achieve in the near future and in the long run. Visualize success. Picture yourself achieving these goals. You know, it's very important to create a mental image of your desired outcomes, of your desired life. It's very important to leave it in your mind. It's very important. You want to develop a growth mindset. You know, you want to, and here's the thing about developing a growth mindset. You have to view obstacles as opportunities to learn and grow. And listen, we all go through this. At times, you're going to sit down and you're going to feel like the current obstacles in your waking life are unfair. But here's the thing. It's your mindset that's going to help you either go through them and learn from them and get out of the other end of the spectrum feeling like you have made some progress, or sit at a corner and feel like life is so unfair to you and all you want to do is just be depressed and become a fat fuck. Use feedback. Use feedback as a tool for improvement. So every time you're facing that criticism, learn from it. And every time you make some wins, every time you win in life, acknowledge those victories. Let those victories be your motivation. And I always say, it doesn't matter how tiny the victory is victory. Keep moving forward, build on that and keep moving forward. Now, let me set the record straight. A new mentality is going to mean new daily habits as well. In the morning, you definitely want to start your day on a very high note, on a very positive note. Put out some gratitude out there. You know, wake up, be grateful for the fact that you're up, for the fact that you can feel your legs, for the fact that you're breathing correctly and you can see everything around you. You know, you could start your day with some proper meditation. You could start your day with lifting weights, get into the gym and train. You know what I'm saying? Work out. These are the type of things that will create a very powerful new shift, right? Write down three things that you're grateful for every single day. And that's why it's really important to keep a journal. If you do not own a journal, you're not doing yourself justice. Just write down three things out of everything that you've been through. Write down three things that you're grateful for each day. And trust me, it could be the same things. Just write them down. This is going to shift your focus to absolute positivity, right? And then where there's positivity, you want to get rid of negativity. So reduce exposure to negative influence. You've been stuck in this toxic relationship. You're watching the news and everywhere you turn to is killings, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's killings and killings and killings. And, you know, you feel like this is very negative. It's weighing down on you. All right, so what do? Switch off that telly then. It's very imperative you understand that you become what you consume. And it's not just what you eat, but what you view as well, the things you expose yourself to. So you want to filter that out effectively. Get rid of everything that is negative. Do not consume a lot of negativity. Now, as soon as you get rid of the negativity, you want to surround yourself with positivity. Connect with people who inspire you, people who uplift you, right? You want to seek mentorship. It's very important to actually find role models or mentors who embody the qualities you aspire to have. All those things you're seeking in life, there's an individual who's probably living it. They could be the perfect person or individual to actually guide you as well. Because, you know, the thing about success is it comes from a lot of learning, you know, unlearning. It comes from a lot of failing and getting up. So an individual who's been through it all will definitely be proper to guide you. Now, from there, you want to adopt a habit of learning, you know, continuous learning. You want to read a lot. You want to educate yourself. You want to invest time in books. You want to invest time in podcasts. You want to invest your time in educational material that aligns with your goals. It is very important. And you want to reflect and adjust. So you definitely have to sit down and regularly track your progress, regularly assess your progress, be willing to adapt to other strategies where need be, right? And like I always say, you know, stay curious. Approach life with a desire to learn. Be that person that's constantly seeking deep answers. You know, be that person that's constantly seeking deep knowledge. And then now, even as I wrap up, you definitely want to build this thick skin around you. You want to be able to overcome setbacks. You want to be able to achieve this new mindset where you view failure as part of growth. You want to understand that setbacks are very natural. Setbacks can lead to valuable lessons, right? You want to be so resilient to bounce back even stronger, especially when, you know, life knocks you down, and just keep moving forward. Each day presents us with a unique opportunity to reshape our thoughts, to challenge the limitations we place upon ourselves, and to embrace the boundless potential that lies within. It's not about change. You know, it's about transformation. It's about becoming the best version of ourselves. And the approach is one small step at a time. Just imagine the possibilities when we shift that mindset from one of doubt to one of belief. You know what I'm saying? From fear to courage. Every challenge we face is not really a roadblock, but a stepping stone towards something bigger. So embrace the discomfort that comes with change. Change is constant. Change pushes you out of your comfort bubble. And it is in those moments that we truly discover who we are meant to be. So just remember that the path to becoming your best self is a continuous journey. It's filled with learning, it's filled with resilience and love. So embrace all these moments, you know what I'm saying? And let that passion that's burning deep within you guide you. Now move forward with courage and determination and shine so bright. And like I always say, you go out there and be baddest in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika, signing out.